The evidence suggests that you posted these yourself, said Agnes Mason, adjusting her thin glasses and brushing a strand of grey hair from her forehead. There was a sheaf of printouts in front of her, and she picked up the top sheet, reading from it. A woman's place is in the kitchen. This was posted 4 weeks ago, and the evidence suggests it was sent from the computer in your office. I'm 72 years old, Blake, and this kind of attitude was tiresome enough back when I was young.
Agnes.
Blake tugged at his tie, the expensive suit making him uncomfortable. He didn't feel at home in anything other than jeans and a t-shirt, but David Wiven, his right-hand man, had told him to dress smart, dress powerful. The boards were out for blood, and he needed every bit of help he could get.
You know me. You've known me for almost 10 years. I would never say something like that.
What about this one?
Boomed board member Mike O'Connell, jabbing a finger at the document in front of him.
You say, in my experience, women lack the intelligence necessary to run a business. Any business. I mean, come on, Blake. Half our shareholders are women.
And apparently, you think we should all be at your beck and call, said Michelle Carson, her glossy red lips curling into a smirk. Blake glanced at her, trying not to let the dislike show on his face. Michelle sat directly opposite him, looking like a cutout from a fashion magazine. Her blonde hair was perfectly styled, her Chanel dress so new and exclusive it wasn't even in the stores yet. She was the picture-perfect beauty, and it was this that had drawn him to her a year ago when she had joined the board. 6 months into their relationship, though, he'd come to understand that beneath her flawless exterior lay a devious and dangerous mind. Even now, all these weeks after he'd politely and kindly ended things with her, she still bore a grudge. Were you always such a brute? I can't remember.
I did not post it.
Blake's voice rose as he pushed back his chair. He walked to the window, looking at the bustling plaza 10 stories below. It was his kingdom. He built the entire campus from scratch when Heartbook had floated on the stock market 6 years ago. Over 1,000 people worked here, and right now he'd have traded places with any one of them, even if it meant giving up his fortune. He turned back into the room, blinking the glaring sunshine from his eyes.
I didn't post any of it, he said,
looking at each of the board members in turn, holding Michelle's gaze for as long as he could bear it.
You all know me. You know I'd never say anything like that, let alone post it. These posts are an attack on me, and an attack on the company.
He's right. David ran a hand through his prematurely silvering hair.
This doesn't seem like Blake at all. Let's at least look at other explanations before we start a full-blown witch hunt.